You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Next up on Destination Freedom.
And I ain't talking about the good kind of power. I'm talking about the power that'll make you crazy, mad in the head.
I just know there's more than one way to fight the same battle. Malcolm X said as long as we are begging for cups of coffee, we ain't gonna have no real rights in this world. See, Dr. King wanna have a seat at the white folks' table. Brother Malcolm was trying to show us how to build our own tables. You understand the difference? Maybe you don't get that.
Oh, I get it.
No, you don't. You're too brainwashed.
The Christian church done brainwashed you.
Destination Freedom Black Radio Days is a copyrighted program of No Credits Production, LLC. Any unauthorized rebroadcast, recording, or any use of this program is strictly prohibited. I'm producer-director Donnell Betts. Next up on Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, The Cleaning Ladies and Bound by Blood. The Cleaning Ladies takes place in Manhattan on February 21st, 1965 in the Audubon Ballroom, the day of Malcolm X's assassination. Bound by Blood takes us to the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, the night of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, featuring a musical soundscape by Monique Brooks Roberts. Now on Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, The Cleaning Ladies and Bound by Blood by Clanisa D. Selby. Destination Freedom. The Cleaning Ladies. Cast of characters. Thelma, late 40s, loves God and Jesus no matter what. Wise, but somewhat stuck. Melinda, mid-30s, Christian, but politically astute and strong. Steph in the early 20s, keeping the militant spirit of her ancestors alive while evolving into something new. All women are black and have experienced abuse and trauma. The Audubon Ballroom in Manhattan, New York, February 21st, 1965, the day of Malcolm X's assassination, around 6 p.m. A reporter asked, "How did that day feel?" Benjamin 2X Goodman replies, "It was like an invisible weight sitting on my shoulder, on my back. He came up behind me and said as I was speaking, 'Make it plain.'" Benjamin 2X. "I now introduce you to a man that will give his life for his people. Salaam Salam, get your hand out of my pocket. Now, brothers, break it up. Hold it. Hold it." The stage at the Audubon Ballroom. The border frame at the peak of the stage hand hauntedly. On the actual dais is the white piano, a drum set waiting to meet its potential, and a lot of classical, Beatro-style chairs. Some chairs are upright, The majority are overturned. A wooden podium remains steady at stage center, impaled by three or four bullet holes outlined in white chalk. A silver microphone stands reflecting, treasuring his breath and almost lips. There are bullet hole constellations on the backstage wall, and portions of the floor are now cocoa red. A crime scene, minus a swarming of pale police officers. There are three women janitors. We see only two at the moment, dressed uniformly in heavenly blue. They're cleaning. Cleaning.
Can you believe this? It don't make no sense to me. Can you believe they got us in here? They really got us in here. How you gonna have a party on the day of a murder at the crime scene? It just don't make no sense to me.
I don't like being this close to death either. But I need this extra money. Jane's been working crazy shifts. And you know, Jeffrey's still trying to get over the mumps. I need this money. It's a job.
And a crime scene.
Well, what we supposed to do, Mel? Cry? Been doing that all afternoon.
Hell, we clean. Rent's past due. When Lem said he'd pay us a yard to do this, I can't lie. I went to drying my tears. I just can't believe the man is gone and that it happened right here. One day you're an icon, an idol, really. And then, I don't know, Thelma.
Idolatry is what went wrong.
Here you go.
I'm just saying.
I'ma pull this trash. We got any liners?
I was talking to my nephew. He was here, you know. And he said it all happened so fast. He said Brother Malcolm raised his hand like so, you know, and he said that thing he says. You know that thing they say.
Salaam alaikum.
Yeah, that. And then he said he kind of heard a rumbling from behind. Turned around in his seat to see what it was, and there the gunmen were, standing tall like sequoias. One of them must have thrown a smoke bomb. Say, Malcolm still had his hand up saying, stay calm or something. Then he said he saw him fall back in a kind of dead faint.
Unbelievable. I feel so sorry for his wife. I feel so sorry for her. Jesus, I feel for Betty.
And you know, if they got Malcolm X, you know if they took down Malcolm, who's next, huh?
Of course. Ain't but a few Christmases left for Dr. King and anybody else on the FBI's list. They ain't trying to arrest us. They want us DOA. Cause this scene here has DC written all over it.
Pulling trash.
What?
Pulling trash.
You're late.
Whatever.
And what Negro around here you know got balls big enough to assassinate somebody? Show me the Negro and his balls.
You'll grow courage if you broke and desperate. Now, I heard the hit came out of a mosque in Newark. Folks kind of talking about that, too.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, Thelma, FBI. And they watching Dr. King, too.
Talk about a loss if King Jr. gets murdered. Now, that'd be even more loss than Brother Malcolm.
Why? Because he's a Christian? Hell, they all going to the same gate, hopefully.
I'm just saying, everybody know Dr. King is just... I mean, he's just a little more... What I'm trying to say is...
Girl, please just hurry up and say it, because this mess starts in an hour.
Dr. King is about peace. You understand? All about peace.
Malcolm X was too.
Please, okay? Revolution ain't all that peaceful, Melanie. Not when you're trying to overthrow people by any means necessary. Just what do you think that means? It certainly don't mean hold your peace while the Lord fights your battle.
Can't wait on the Lord all the time, Thelma. Some folks need to be overthrown immediately so Negroes like us can go to Alabama or Mississippi and have peace. Manhattan!
All I know is some want peace, some want power. And I ain't talking about the good kind of power. I'm talking about the power that'll make you crazy, mad in the head.
I just know there's more than one way to fight the same battle. Malcolm X said, as long as we are begging for cups of coffee, we ain't gonna have no real rights in this world. See, Dr. King wanna have a seat at the white folks' table. Brother Malcolm was trying to show us how to build our own tables. You understand the difference? Maybe you don't get that.
Oh, I get it.
No, you don't. You're too brainwashed.
The Christian church done brainwashed you.
Well, then, I'll just be. Now, I tell you who my heart does cry out for. Coretta Scott. Just a fortress of a woman. I often see her in the news, and it's as if through her teeth, she's crying out saying, Lord, I just want my husband. None of this fame and attention. You think she happy?
I'm sure she crying to her pillow at night just like you and I do. Watch out, Thelma!
Ah, that blood?
Yes. A crime scene. This is just a crime scene. Shouldn't them pale police be here till daybreak trying to figure this thing out? And Stephanie! What are you doing, girl? I know she ain't gonna come in here when we've cleaned everything up. I know her. Gonna come in on the tail end and expect to get the same pay.
Blood.
Blood, girl. The fact that we're mourning this man's death doesn't mean anything. We're just irrelevant black women who got babies and bills. Just gonna call us down here. Still smell the skin smoking.
You're right. They don't care that women have to see all this fresh death. They ain't gotta force us to come in here and mop up this man's blood.
Also, folks can come in and juke. We just gotta party, don't we?
We so sad.
When Brother Malcolm said the most neglected person in America is the black woman, he knew what he was talking about.
I ain't neglected. My man loves me. I look at James sometime, trudging through that door. He'd be tired, so tired. When he gets home from working them back-to-back shifts, I just give him his space. That god-awful racist white supervisor of his just wipes him clean out every night.
Or it could be another woman that's wiping him out. You know men are dogs.
How about you mind your business?
When'd you even get here? Why were you late? Where have you been?
Hoeing? Oh. You asked. Tuition's due.
I could not do what you do. It's a sin, you know.
Please, women all over Harlem are giving it up. You see this? This book? Principles of Economics. $14. I've been behind a whole month in this class, but now, you know what I had to do for these 14 bucks?
14 tricks?
Look, I don't want to know. It's a sin. Point blank.
Do you know that some of the best paying customers are pastors? They're the ones. Just like my uncle who claimed to be a pastor but ripped my hymen when I was 9.
Enough! Ugh, just...
Excuse me for being real. I took the trash out in the bathroom. I ain't touching nothing in here. You know that's all they want is for us to help wipe away the evidence? Murder at 3, party at 7? Are they crazy?
You must be crazy if you think you coming in here late, grabbing a little trash, and getting the same pay as us. Did you even clean the bathrooms?
If you must know, I ran into T's girlfriend outside the bookstore on the way over here. Got to talking to her and lost track of time.
T's girlfriend? Well, what did she say?
What did they end up doing to him?
Ma beat the hell out of him. Shot him in the leg. See, everybody talking about T, but it wasn't just him. Now she gotta raise that baby all by herself.
What was T thinking? I hated to hear he got involved with this. Seriously, what was he thinking? I know he was raised right. I go to church with his auntie, and I know she is devastated.
Well, you know men. Hard they claim to be, but they so brittle. Mm. And their loyalty is to the wrong damn thing. Pray for a man to be a rock, and it becomes gravel on a footpath. Just weak-minded, I tell you.
My nephew was here when it happened. And he said they had to open up Malcolm X's chest and massage his heart right here.
And here y'all are, sweeping up the gunpowder, waiting in the aftermath.
Well, somebody's got to do it and fast, because the band will be here soon.
Mel!
What happened?
The pneumonia got on me. Bring me a damp rag. Thank you. I just can't have it on my skin. Girl, it irritates the mess out of me.
You okay?
Yeah, just sensitive skin, you know.
Your wrist is black. Are you bruised?
Oh, that?
Did James do this? I thought you said he wasn't.
No. He did was grab me. I told you, that white man is something.
Hey, girl. I know. You hear me? I know. I've been there. You know my story. Everybody knows my story. And Melvin changed. And James can change too. They do change. With God at your center as husband and wife, you'll look up one day and be like the Song of Solomon grazing among the lilies.
So let me get this straight. You're telling her to go to God and pray about getting beat by her husband?
Mind your business.
Right, because you don't know what the hell is going on here.
I know y'all are some strange fruit. Especially if you believe that mess in the Bible about staying with a man no matter how violent he can be. You really believe that there's no way out.
I said mind your business.
I could, but it's just not my style. You need to leave or fight back. Funny how white folks find biblical justification for the enslavement and the oppression of blacks. It's a shame.
Okay, I know I could be a little radical when I want to, but you need to respect the Bible. I know your mama raised you better than that.
First of all, you don't know me. Second, I was raised by my daddy. And one thing he always told me was that the Bible was a tool used to keep slaves in bondage and women in abusive situations. But I guess y'all are the ones who are gonna stick to your vows until your bones break. Or maybe you're one of the ones who will stay, cooking his favorite meal. What is it, pork? Chicken? Oh, it's pork. Please, let her go.
You don't know me, little girl. But you about to find out. You don't even know yourself.
I'm a black woman, and I put myself through college.
By prostituting.
I'm in control. I don't need no man, and I got no time for no patriarchal BS.
Just like that, huh?
Point blank.
All you do is talk, and you have no idea. You're no better, and no, you don't know who you are. I'm a whole grown woman, and I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. But I know what I gotta do out here. I know how to not get stuck. I'm gonna be a major. Major. I'm gonna run this world like a son of a... Believe me, I will not be cleaning my whole life, and you can bet on that.
You are a colored woman. You are gonna always have to clean up something for somebody. Don't you get that? You're gonna always have to yield to some man. Black, white, whatever, what have you. A man is gonna be a thorn in your side. You don't get a pass because you're intellectual, because you're exotic. You think college gonna change the narrative for you? Smart black women suffer too. They go hungry and lose babies and get cheated on too. They get passed up and passed by. Your pieces are broke too, little girl, little colored girl. You're gonna always have to clean up mess, white mess, nigger mess. As long as you're a colored woman, you're gonna be cleaning up something.
Whatever.
Are y'all done? Look at this.
What is it?
Shotgun pellet.
Really? Jesus, are you serious?
Dead serious. God. Blood on it.
God.
I told y'all. I told you. I ain't touching nothing.
The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And then the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
We continue Destination Freedom with the second part of our program for this evening, Bound by Blood.
Cast of characters: Jacqueline Jackie Smiths, 20s, African American, attendant and housekeeper at the Lorraine, Theatrice Bailey, 40s, African American, the motel owner's brother. Setting: the Lorraine Motel, Memphis, Tennessee, the night Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. It is immediately after Therese Bailey finished cleaning the blood from the balcony. A room on the first floor of the Lorraine Motel on the night of Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. Jackie Smith, a housekeeper and resident of the motel, is buttoning her uniform. There's a knock on the door. Jackie hesitates.
Who's there?
Theatrice Bailey, Walter's brother. He wanted me to check on you.
I'm okay, Theatrice.
Can I see for myself? I was just checking on all residents since Walter had to leave.
If that's his way of seeing if I still plan on working my shift, then tell him, yeah, I can work.
Been one hell of a night. Be sure to clock in. Stay off the third floor.
I saw you up on the balcony. You get it all up?
Ain't ever gonna be all up.
You see Reverend Abernathy and Reverend Jackson?
Yeah, I seen their asses.
They cry. I ain't never seen a black man cry.
You wanna see something?
What?
He steps outside and returns to the threshold, holding a jar with blood in it.
What's that?
Ain't no tomato paste. Sure, it's quiet out there. Ain't it strange how quiet it done got?
Everybody just stunned. How's your sister-in-law?
Okay for now. Walter says she just stroked out.
A stroke?
Peculiar. Tonight's just
when you talk to Walter, tell him I'm praying for Laurie.
Pray for us all. Pray for the blood that man had to shed for me for sweeping up that crap. Excuse my mouth.
You was sweeping too? Dr. King said one time, let me get this right. If a man is called to be nothing but a street sweeper, then he should sweep streets like Michelangelo painted, like Beethoven wrote music, or like Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep them so good that all the folks say here lived a man who did his job well.
Yeah, well, I was a street sweeper today. You shouldn't have. No, you couldn't have. The blood was so. The smell was so. I'm sorry, Jackie. You all right? I didn't mean to make you. I ain't never had to clean up no river of blood before. You got any soda? I'll get you a soda. Picture man gonna be rich one day. Been around here all day snapping that camera. I mean, that man is snapping everything. King's room, his car, even taking pictures of the building across the street.
God forbid I ever see that picture, coward bastard. I heard the shot. You hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. One day them photographs are going to be worth a lot of money. You watch that, what I tell you. He even got a picture of me sweeping the blood off the balcony.
How does Walter expect us to work, huh? How he expect us to work?
Here. That ought to settle your stomach. Somebody's always got to work. You think I wanted to clean up all that blood? Hell no. But somebody had to do it. All these folks running around here, smart folks, mind you. And it ain't occurred to nobody that that blood's got to go. Everybody just stepping over the blood. All on the balcony, stepping over the blood. Ain't nobody stopped to think, okay, now, we're going to clean this blood up. I sat back as long as I could. Then I was like, give me that damn broom. All these important folks, reverends and doctors and lawyers.
Ain't want to mess up them suits.
If Mayor Lowe go down there right now, you better believe somebody got a job to do.
He need to go down. He the one who should have gone down. Talking about this ain't New York and the sanitation workers ain't gonna gain nothing by ignoring the law. Maybe Memphis need to be more like New York. Yeah. Maybe he need to go down. Building across the street, huh?
Reckon if I had a camera, I'd be taking pictures too.
I think it's a shame. He ought to be ashamed.
He all right. He's just taking them pictures and getting out of the way.
It's just too much. Folks ain't want to respect his flesh. Least they can do is respect his blood. Let him rest in peace and let us mourn. And why you do that, huh? Why you got that man's blood in that mason jar?
Hell, I don't know.
You ain't got no respect neither.
I respect Dr. Kane.
Then why you do that? It ain't even sanitary, and you work in housekeeping. You know that ain't sanitary.
Seemed like it'd be worth something one day.
You ain't no better than the pitcher man.
I have a dream.
Who you supposed to be?
I have a dream today.
I'm clocking in.
That one day, a man named Theatrus Bailey will be famously known as a brother who swept the blood of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A man who preserved the blood of his leader in a mason jar he washed jelly out of in the break room of the Lorraine Motel. I have a dream today. That a young housekeeper by the name of Jacqueline Smith, who ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, will one day be known as a woman whose room was below the balcony. Who was off yesterday, but would have delivered the king's towel had he not been assassinated. I have a dream. That a couple of nobodies who just working housekeeping maintenance, who ain't never owned anything but a struggle, will be able to tell white folks, you gotta pay to hear my side of the story. I have a dream today.
I'm clocking in.
That the ghettos around us, the slums out there that rent for $150 a month, will one day be replaced by condominiums that rent for $1,500. And every doctor and every lawyer and every restaurant will want a piece of this neighborhood. I have a dream today.
Let me tell you something, Theatrix Bailey, our leader. Our Jesus is gone.
Come on, Jackie. He wasn't no Jesus.
Why? He died for us, didn't he? In his own way, he died for you and me.
He was a man, a damn good man. And you better believe they're going to capitalize on that good man. The way I see it, this man done got shot on the balcony of the hotel. This white boy been out here taking pictures for damn near 10 hours. We're standing on the foundation of a future historical landmark. I can see thousands of dollars, millions of dollars going into this place. Hell, they should just leave everything like it is and start building a museum tomorrow. Walt ain't no fool, you know.
You just like a nigger. You even dream like a white man. You make me sick.
I'm just seeing the big picture. There's a big picture here. After tonight, you really think they're gonna keep on renting rooms here? Who gonna wanna stay here?
Me! I live here!
You won't when folks ain't paying $40 and $50 to come see where Kane got took down. Just watch. Question is, who are the white folks that are going to make it happen?
You and Walter are truly cut from the same cloth. All you think about is money. You think Martin Luther King really wants a $1 million museum built in his honor? You think that's what Coretta Scott wants?
Hell yeah.
The man died fighting for garbage men. Garbage men. And folks like me who can't afford no goddamn $40 museum ticket.
He deserve it, don't he? Don't he deserve it?
He wouldn't let them evict us. He wouldn't let them. He wouldn't let them do it.
I'm sorry. I was just... We gotta learn to see the big picture sometime, that's all. Now come here.
She refuses. He moves towards her and tries to hug her.
I just want to hug you.
Wash your hands first. You scooped up blood, man.
That's Martin Luther King's blood. Ain't nothing wrong with that
just
blood.
Just wash your hands.
Now.
She lets him hug her.
Thank you. I'm all right now.
You sure? I know I went too far with that I have a dream thing. I'm sorry.
Sorry for calling you out your name. You ain't no nigger.
Sure in the hell ain't no nigger. The word is Negro, says Dr. King. Well, even they still got work to do. Come on. I'll walk you out. Be sure and clock in. Keep away from the third floor. It's too much. Jackie?
She doesn't move.
Take the night off.
She nods. The interests start to pick up the jar containing the blood of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Could you leave it?
The interest looks at her.
Just for a little while. I know it sounds crazy, but...
No. It don't sound crazy.
Jackie sits on the floor. She stares at the jar. Jackie picks up the jar, gazes into it, and fades to black except a spotlight that illuminates only the jar and Jackie's hand. The blood appears to glow in her palm.
I want you to hear my cry.
You just heard Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, Bound by Blood, by Clanisha Sibley. The cast for The Cleaning Ladies was Gandia Johnson, Michaela Murray, and Latifah Johnson. The cast for Bound by Blood was Gandia Johnson, Donnie L. Betts, and Latifah Johnson.
Destination Freedom is produced under direction of Donnie L. Betts, and I'm Donnie L. Betts, your host. Thank you so much for listening. I just want to do a post note to our program. Jacqueline Smith, who is one of the characters in, not really a character, she's a real person. I met her many years ago in Memphis, Tennessee, outside of the Lorraine Motel. For 30 years, he protested outside of that motel where Martin Luther King was fatally shot in 1968. She was forcibly removed from the premises when it closed. She devoted her life to protecting his legacy. As in motel room number 303, King's room was 306. 303 was pried open with a wrench. Four police officers burst into Jacqueline Smith's home of 11 years, picked her up, carried her out on the balcony, down the steps, and onto the streets below, where she protested year after year after year for 21 hours a day, The only time she left was to use the bathroom. That's devotion. That's devoting to legacy of someone that she truly believed in. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days is produced by Donnie Betts and No Credits Production, LLC. The series is remixed by Maurice Smith, a.k.a. Reese. Please subscribe to our podcast at Broadway Podcast Network, Spotify, Radio Public, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook at NoCreditsProductionLLC.com, Instagram, on Twitter at Donnie Betts, and at No Credits Production LLC, or Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. NoCredits.com is our website. I'm Donnie Betts. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.